The Bush administration has committed $2.2 billion in aid for Afghanistan this year. Next year, that funding will drop by 45%. And funding is just one of that country's challenges. As Afghanistan prepares for its first democratic elections in September, its president must figure out how to deal with the network of well-armed warlords who control many regions of the country. Hamid Karzai is in the U.S. this week. We spoke with him earlier today. And despite widespread reports that he's struck a deal to share power with the warlords, Karzai insists that unless they buy into democratic principles, they will have no role in his government.
A partnership of that nature is absolutely out of the question. I have a plan for Afghanistan. I have a vision for the future of Afghanistan. Now, whoever comes around that vision and supports that vision will be part of my team.
Well, in that vision, what role would the warlords play?
There is not going to be a role for this or that person as a role. Whoever will support my vision, the vision is for a democratic Afghanistan. The vision is for an Afghanistan in which there will be no weapons in private hands, in which there will be no factional armies, in which there will be no private militia forces. A vision where people will vote democratically and freely to choose the leadership of the country. Now, that is the vision I have. Whoever will support that vision will be part of my team.
That's a grand vision, but how do you make that a reality in a country that has long been controlled by warlords, where warlords still control large swaths of the country? How do you eradicate their control?
We have brought institutional reforms to the country. Now we have a constitution. The constitution is asking for a national army of Afghanistan, a national police force in Afghanistan. Now whoever is not part of the national army of Afghanistan and is having an army or a force of his own is illegal. That will be dealt with very, very severely. There is no way that Afghanistan can tolerate warlordism or the presence of private militias.
When you say that they will be dealt with, from the outside, sir, though, it seems that that the interim government is outgunned.
Yes, for now, for today. That's why the presence of the international community is very important in Afghanistan. That's why the Afghan people keep asking for the arrival of NATO forces in Afghanistan, keep asking for the expansion of the ISAF forces in Afghanistan, keep asking that the United States not leave prematurely from Afghanistan.
In some way, do you feel that you're in the shadow of Iraq? That do you worry that you would ever get the full commitment of the United States or the international community because there's so much focus now on stabilizing Iraq and bringing democracy to
that
country?
Afghanistan has traveled a long way. Afghanistan has achieved a lot. Therefore, Afghanistan is not like the kind of situation that you have in Iraq. We have had two grand councils of Afghanistan. We have political parties law. We have a constitution. We have the election commission. We have registered already 3.5 million people to vote in the elections, and the registration process is going on. So I cannot have a comparison like that with Iraq. I hope Iraq will see the same successes as we have, and I was glad to see the Security Council resolution. I was glad to see the formation of the government, the appointment of the president and the prime minister. I hope they will do well.
Sir, I'd like to ask you one last question, if I could. The growth or the return of the poppy fields throughout Afghanistan and how you plan to deal with that, and if you're trying to get the U.S. government to assist in some way to bring in military strength to deal with the warlords and the drug lords in your country.
That is a problem indeed. Poppies are among the most serious difficulties of Afghanistan, and it is hurting our economy. It goes hand in hand with terrorism and extremism. It is something that we are aware of, that the international community is aware of. We've been working on it for the past 2 years with some success and some failures. The fact is Afghanistan has no choice but to work and destroy poppies. We cannot be a strong nation state with a government and proper institutions if we do not destroy poppy.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai speaking today from Chicago.